O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 145, verses 14 through 21. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 145 by Brian Eichelberger and Dustin Kensrue. A repetitive drum and guitar pattern create consistency while the singer croons adapted text from today's psalm in continuous descending phrases. The effect proves meditative at first, then becomes more jubilant as the volume increases and the overall tone becomes a more intense form of praise.
Lord, I will praise you always, my God and King. I will bless and honor your name, Lord, always and forever my soul will sing. Such a vast, unsearchable greatness, great is Yahweh, worthy of all our praise. Let your people sound through the ages, all your awesome works till the end of days. We have seen your splendor and glory.
His name. Psalm 145, verses 14 through 21. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but of all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 145, verses 14 through 21 is a deeply comforting passage, rich in imagery and promises that speak to God's compassion and love. It portrays God as the sustainer of all, the one who lifts up those who are weighed down, and the provider for every living thing. God is shown here not as a distant force, but as an intimately involved caregiver. He hears the cries of those in need. He answers in his love and faithfulness. The pastor Tim Keller writes, "The love of God is richer than we think. God's love is as beautifully and brilliantly multifaceted as a diamond." The psalm promises that God is near to all who call on him in truth, extending his mercy and fulfilling the desires of those who fear him. This is a beautiful foundation upon which to understand the character and the ministry of Jesus. When you look at the life and teachings of Jesus in the New Testament, you see Psalm 145 take on human form. Jesus, our creator and sustainer, walks among us, lifting up the fallen, healing the sick, and feeding the hungry. He listens to the heartfelt cries of those who seek him, just as the psalmist here tells us that God does. So today, if you're going through hardships or facing challenges that seem insurmountable, take comfort in the words of Psalm 145 and consider how the divine characteristics described here are embodied in Jesus. The God who promises to be near in this psalm is not just an abstract concept. No, he became flesh and walked among us in the form of Jesus. And it's through Christ that we can experience the fullness of God's love, his providence, and eternal salvation. Trust in him, and you'll find the compassionate presence that Psalm 145 so beautifully portrays. Let's close now with this prayer from Tim Keller. Lord, since it is you who feed us and you who meet our needs, ordinary human labor such as farming, cooking, and knitting have great dignity. They are means by which you love your creation. Help us to sense that dignity so we can do the simplest tasks to your glory. Amen.